China is world's largest producer and exporter of rare earths. These are elements which are critical to the manufacturing of high-tech products, including smartphones, wind turbine, and car batteries, among others. However, the rare earth industry in China is beset with long-existing problems, such as illegal mining and smuggling. Chen Zhanheng, Vice Secretary General of China's Rare Earth Industry Association, says the core issue they need to deal with is excess capacity.
Beyond excess capacity, illegal mining and illegal production also have a huge impact on the industry. Certain raw earths are illegally dumped off by individuals as recyclable materials, then later extracted. This has formed an illegal industry chain which has a very bad influence on the development of China's rare earth industry, so we need to crack down on that.
Prices for most rare earths extracted in China dropped by around 10% last year as companies flooded into the market due to overcapacity. Xin Guobin, China's Vice Minister of Industry and Information Technology, has told a symposium that consolidation is already underway.
To deal with the current problems in China's rare earth industry, we are consolidating and upgrading the industry in terms of production and mining procedures. So far, three firms have already formed rare earth blocks, while another three are still working on it.
In 2014, the Chinese government singled out six different rare earth industry leaders, promising them support to create large rare earth producers by buying up small-scale operations. Xin Guobin says it's the Chinese government's hope this will be completed by the summer.
By the end of June, we must complete the consolidation of all rare earth mines and firms in China. While this happens, we will continue to work with the companies through our various ministries to support the newly formed rare earth blocks, especially those who finish their consolidation on time.
The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology expects there will be a reduction of rare earth smelting this year through improved output controls and increased competitiveness. Authorities also say the rare earth industry in China will have the world's best technology in use by the end of 2020. For CRI, I'm Wu Mengzhen.